It has been a month since Iran received that offer of economic and technological aid in exchange for suspending its uranium enrichment program. Iran's government has not said whether it's interested, and the backers of the deal, the U.S., Europe, Russia, and China, are getting tired of waiting. Today, Iranian and European leaders met again in Brussels, but as NPR's Mike Schuster reports, Iran continues to put off a firm decision.
The offer to Iran came in the form of a proposal from the European Union's foreign policy chief, Javier Solana, to the head of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, Ali Larijani. Iran was asked to suspend its uranium enrichment activities, and in return, it was offered a steady supply of nuclear fuel for its future nuclear power industry, the possibility of new power reactors, and other incentives. Earlier, the Bush administration said it was willing to enter into direct talks with Iranian leaders on the range of issues that trouble relations between Washington and Tehran, but only if Tehran agrees to the uranium enrichment suspension. So far, there has been no firm response from Iran, only a suggestion from its president that an answer would come by the end of August. Yesterday, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said the Iranians are taking too much time.
If indeed Iran is trying to stall, it's not going to work. The international community has said that we need to get an answer, an indication of where Iran is going. With this, we need to know if the path of negotiation is open or not. It is really incumbent on Iran now to take what is a very good offer and respond to it.
That was the hope for this week, but Iran's chief negotiator, Ali Larijani, unexpectedly postponed a meeting with Javier Solana yesterday. Solana and Larijani held a dinner meeting today in Brussels, and afterward, Larijani said Iran is serious about continuing nuclear talks with the European Union, but he did not say whether Iran will accept the deal. Among those who are eager for an answer is Russia's President Vladimir Putin. He wants Iran to respond before he hosts a summit meeting of the Group of Eight Industrialized Nations in St. Petersburg on July 15th. Russian nuclear cooperation with Iran is a key part of the deal that's been offered. Today, Putin, too, expressed some frustration with the Iranians. Waiting endlessly is counterproductive, Putin said. Even worse is to get stuck in a dead end, he added, so I wouldn't yet talk about sanctions. But the U.S. and the Europeans continue to threaten sanctions. A spokesman for the State Department referred to disincentives today if Iran does not agree to suspend its uranium enrichment. If Iran still resists compromise, the issue will go back to the Security Council, a step that Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said he would like to avoid.
If a proposal for sanctions would be introduced in the Security Council, it would, like any other proposal, be discussed. My point is different. That before you talk about sanctions or about anything which you would call punishment, you better understand what is actually happening and how you can use one instrument or another instrument available to the Security Council, and those are plenty, to influence the situation in the direction which we all wanted to be influenced.
All those involved in this delicate diplomatic dance with Iran are well aware that there are multiple power centers in Iran that are rarely in sync with one another. It is not unusual for Iranian leaders, such as the president or the supreme religious leader or their surrogates, to issue contradictory statements, some compliant, some defiant. But one positive signal came this week from the Speaker of Iran's parliament, Gholam Ali Hadidadal. Hadidadal is a conservative who is quite close to Iran's supreme religious leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Hadidadal said the resumption of talks with the Europeans is a good sign. Our negotiators are of good will, he said, so the talks can serve as a good means to achieve results. If the intention is not to deprive us of our rights, the rest will be easy, he said. But everyone involved understands that nothing has been easy in these negotiations with Iran. Mohammed El-Baradei, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, summed it up best today. They need to make sure that everybody in Iran is on board, El-Baradei said. But I hope that Iran also understands that the international community is getting somewhat impatient. Larijani and Solana are expected to meet again next week. Mike Schuster, NPR News.